This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Max Barbecue. And now, here's your host, Chris Zachary.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Max Barbecue, I am Chris Zachary. This segment of the Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, Brunswick Adventures, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Jack's Tire and Brake, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady.
There we go.
Coach, welcome to the show. We've had about a two-week hiatus here. The storm kind of kept us from having a show last week, so we're getting to go back 2 weeks ago and talk about that GA Brunswick game first. Just for the record's now 40-37-2 in the favor of the Pirates. Just hit us up on what you thought about the GA game.
So, like you said, it's a tight rivalry game. I'm glad we extended the lead out in front of us a little bit with the 40-37-1. That tells you how competitive this rivalry game is. But I thought, hats off to our guys and for the way they prepared that week. There was a lot of distractions with the city championship game. But also hats off to Glenn and their coaching staff. They did, competitive game. They had their guys ready to play. It's not really hard to get your guys up ready to play for this game. But, it was a great game. I think offensively we did a heck of a job, and defensively our guys played hard and really shut down the option.
Coach, 55 points. I was told that was the second highest amount of points ever scored in the series.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said it's the highest, but if it's the second, it's still good. I think on offense we were clicking on all cylinders and, distributing the ball very well. The offensive line did a great job. They were trading paint with those guys up there, and that's what you're supposed to do in the trenches is get after it and be physical, and they were doing that.
I look at the stats, and to me, if you take away two trick plays and a tip pass, they had about 40 yards of offense.
Yeah, those plays that they hit, they were designed and called at the right time. But our guys on defense were playing hard every single snap. I think they were very disciplined in the option, which the Glenn specializes in. And, with the defensive line playing the way they were, outside linebackers and the secondary, they were all communicating very well and taking their different read keys and being disciplined. And just those plays that they got, the trick play and the tip pass and everything. Anytime there's a tip ball, I don't think it can ever go right for you. But our guys played hard all night long. And when it got 28-21 at one time, our guys, the look in their eyes, they never batted one time, and they knew that we were going to go right down in the next play on offense of the next series. We take a 69-yard run outside zone to the right and take it off the edge and take it to distance. So.
Coach, I might sound like a homer, but I looked at the guy sitting beside me at the ball game. When they ran a trick play 5 minutes into the game down 14-0, I pretty well knew it was over.
Well, our guys knew, we practiced these things in practice. Now these guys are aware of what's going on. And, like I said, they were well-designed. And we just got to be a little bit more disciplined with our eyes and our read keys. And, we got to know who's got the back out of the backfield. And, that's been stressed to our guys. Coach Taylor's done a really good job of stressing that to our guys this week in practice. And even though we played them, that's something that we got to get better on.
This is Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, it was your first GA Brunswick game as a head coach. How did you come out feeling as a head coach when it was all over? Was it a whole different experience for you?
Yeah, definitely. It was one, being a head coach and being on the sideline with these guys. And, the past couple of years I've been in the box, so to experience that atmosphere and the electric, the atmosphere that it was, you look back at our sideline or in our stands, I don't think there was I mean, it was totally packed out on the Brunswick High side. And, you know, there was one or two spots on the other side that were empty. But, I mean, the attendance was great. The crowd was great. It was just a great atmosphere for Friday Night Lights.
Coach, a couple of the standouts in the game, in the GA game. You don't want to put you on the spot, but we go by stats here. Who would you say was your two standouts, offensive and defensively, in that game?
I mean, definitely you got to point out Jamarius Towns, number four, and the runs that he had. He was really seeing it and hitting the holes really well. And he was following his blocks by the offensive line, and I think he had a heck of a game. And then, you know, Terry Mitchell also. JR had a great game. I think he's also getting better every week with his reads, and that comes with great practice and everything with, you know, Coach Belker, our offensive coordinator, quarterback's coach, and just the timing that he has with our receivers. He saw that against the Glenn game, and he's just going to get better every week.
When we come back, Coach, you've got a couple of players and a couple of coaches with you tonight. We're going to try to get a couple of them on the air tonight, talk a little bit. So more to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors. The legendary Max Barbecue in Sterling, across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwich, ribs, turkey club, and of course, those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. 912-275-8271 to call ahead. Max Barbecue is locally owned and operated by the same family for over 30 years. Monday through Friday for lunch and dinner, the legendary Max Barbecue. 912-275-8271. And give them a like on Facebook.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glenn and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank. Family fun in the Golden Isles for all ages? Brunswick Adventures, family-friendly indoor play place. Bounce houses for the little ones and a trampoline park for all ages. Locally owned and operated. Don't forget the party rooms for your private events or that special birthday. Brunswick Adventures, 5581 Habersham Street in Brunswick, 912-342-7427 for more information. Or check us out online, brunswickadventures.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Gary Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Chris Zachary. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by Marshland Credit Union. Coach, we're going to talk to a couple players. First, we're going to hit on the Grovetown game a little bit.
Okay.
Come off a short week of practice. Hurricane I and Ian, whatever they want to call it. 2 days practice. 5 o'clock in the afternoon game. I'm sure it got the schedule all messed up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the cards were stacked against us a little bit from the get-go, but one thing that we got to get better at, it doesn't matter when you're called to play, you just got to be ready to play and given any play the following Monday. So I definitely were going to take the chance to play that Wednesday night, and our guys responded well, you know, and I got to do a better job of preparing our guys mentally and for the bus trip up there. It was 3 hours and 45 minutes, you know, and we tried to break up the trip as good as possible for these guys. We stopped and did a walkthrough, and just getting them mentally focused for this game was tough. But bringing the guys in on Sundays, which we do, we bring all the starters in and try and give them an advantage of, you know, getting a day on our opponents and putting the last game behind us. I think that's really worked out for us this season.
You know, Coach, I wasn't at the game. I actually was listening to it on the radio, and I went and watched what I'm going to go ahead and look ahead and call the team that we're going to play for the region championship. I was watching Effingham beat up on GA. But listen to it on the radio. We put 56 points on the board. Probably could have put 70.
Yeah, I mean, we were clicking on all cylinders again offensively. You know, we had two defensive scores in this ball game. We had a pick six round back by Jayshon Towns, and then had a strip fumble in the end zone by River Creel, and Devin Smith makes a great play and gets in for the touchdown as well. But yeah, offensively we were doing the same thing. We had a good mix between run and pass. Terry Mitchell had four touchdowns in the first half, and you know, him and JR were really finding each other in the passing game, and Jay Drake had another touchdown catch in the first half, and offensive line was really doing well in the run game and in the pass protection with our tight ends. And I got William McDonald right here, number 87, senior tight end, and number 9, William Heck, sophomore running back.
So let's talk to Mr. McDonald right off the bat here.
All right, here he is.
Will McDonald, tight end, senior, big time blocker.
Yes, sir.
Don't think that of me. Sit beside you. Don't get some of them big runs because of you up there clearing the way for him. Tell us, Will, what's your favorite thing about playing football?
Well, my favorite thing about playing football is actually the people sitting right here next to me. These are my brothers, these are the people I play for every day, day in, day out. That's, at the end of the day, that's what I play for.
You know, I hear that a lot on this, and you know, Brunswick High Pirates are a family. I keep hearing that over and over and over. That's probably got a lot to do with why we're 6-0 right now. You know, I ask this question every time I get one of these players by here. Who's the toughest coach?
The toughest coach?
Yeah. I'm going to see if we go 4-for-4 right here.
Let's see. Oh, man, that's a tough question. It's a hard question.
Okay, who can get somebody's attention the quickest? How about that?
Coach Grady.
Oh, okay. Well, we were 3-for-3, and I'm not going to tell who the other one was until I get Mr. Heck over here. But Mr. Heck might not have the same answer on that. But y'all are also on opposite side of the ball, like them other guys were. So, well, one of them was. Also, we have with us William Heck, running back, sophomore.
Yes, sir.
3 more years, or 2.5 years. Coach, that's got to make you feel good.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of young talent that we have going on in Brunswick High's team. And, you know, we're very special to have these guys, and we're glad to have them playing for us. So.
Mr. Heck, what do you like best about football?
Probably the same thing, just teammates and around everybody.
You want to run or lead block?
I want to run.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Whatever I got to do to help the team win.
You know, I gave your teammate a few weeks ago a hard time, the one sitting over there on the opposite side of the table. I saw him run out on the field, and I knew from the stands what happened. He ran out on the field, quarterback's in the middle. He was on the left. You were on the left side. He was on the right side. And he told you to go to the right side. And I realized the time they snapped the ball and handed it off to him, he wanted to run football in that play.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. I don't mind it. It's fine.
Well, you got 2.5 more years. You're going to get plenty of touches.
Right. It's fine. I know he's going to take off very soon. I know he's going
to. Hey, who can get somebody's attention the fastest?
For me, it's Coach Rich.
I got you. Well, guys, thank you for being here tonight. We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Country Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center. Friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Brother Kai Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Chris Zachary. This segment is brought to you by Brunswick Adventure, Jack's Tire and Brake, Cunningham Jewelers, and Max Barbecue. Coach, hitting on, before we talk to a couple more players, we've been 2 weeks since I've talked to you, and I hope you got good news. How do we look on the injury front?
Yeah, we're pretty healthy right now, and, you know, coming out of the Glenn game, it's a physical game. We had some guys go down, and I think they really fought hard through some pain and everything, and you know, played hard, and coming out of there, you know, they just got some rehab and therapy done, and they were back on the field for the Wednesday night game, and coming out of that game healthy. So injury report looks good. Just got to get guys in and out of the training room as fast as we can. So, and then right next to us right now, you'll have number 70, Quan Gibson. He's our left guard. He's playing. He's been playing offensive line for the Pirates for all 4 years. You know, starting him as a freshman, so he has a lot of experience. And then we'll get to number 11, Caleb Butler. He's a sophomore, fullback, tight end, wide receiver for us. So he's a puppy dog. So he might be a little nervous.
Quan Gibson, left guard, senior. So Quan, coach is telling me you've been playing 4 years. And he also told me a few minutes ago, your first game he put you in your freshman year was the G.A. Brunswick game.
That's correct.
That had to fire you up. That had to fire you up. Tell me what you like about playing offensive line.
You can beat people legally.
This is true. This is true. There's nothing better than seeing an offensive lineman pancake somebody. Is that your goal, to just run the defensive line up?
Every play.
Clear the way for them running backs?
No.
Okay, Quan, who's the coach that gets your attention the quickest?
Coach Nelson.
I tell you what, Coach Tedder has got a night off. Because Coach Tedder was 4-for-4 coming into the night. It's amazing, though, that we got other coaches sitting here and the answers are different than that. Next, we have Caleb Butler, according to Coach, fullback / tight end, another sophomore. I'm liking the sound of these sophomores, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Caleb, fullback, tight end. What do you like doing? What do you like about playing the positions?
I block a lot for, you know, my running backs, you know. I block a lot. Like, they just don't even know they sell. Like, I block a lot.
You know, I kind of noticed you kind of looking out of the corner of your eye at Mr. Heck over there as you were saying.
I just don't know that. I block a lot.
I can appreciate that little comedic attitude he's got over there. I get the feeling he might be the clown of the locker room.
Oh, yeah.
Or one of them.
He's one of them.
Yeah, definitely.
Caleb, nicest coach.
We ain't got no nice
coach. All right, guys. Hey, we appreciate both of y'all being here. Y'all can go back over here and go back to eating now. Coach, we're going to talk a little bit about Lakeside Evans. good news is we got a full week of practice, at least before we play this team.
I mean, definitely, you know, before we start on Lakeside Evans, I'd just like to, you know, all these guys that came up here tonight, they've hit on a few things, and, you know, we do have that family atmosphere at Brunswick High School, and these guys really do care about each other. It's just not lip service or things that you want to hear. They truly care about each other, you know, and just eating together every day after practice or just fellowship and everything. That's what this family atmosphere is all about. And I'm proud of each one of these guys, each one of the coaches on our staff. And we got great support from our community and our booster club. And I'm very happy, you know, with everything that's going on with our program right now. But as we look towards Lakeside, I think it's a plus. You know, we get 4 days of practice in, getting our guys back healthy. We had last Thursday and Friday off of school. So I think that was big to refocus and give some guys some days off and, you know, and heal their bodies up. But this week of practice, I've been very happy with the effort on the grass the first couple of days. And then, you know, there's just always things that we got to improve on and we got to get better at. And that's why we practice them. And look at the film and try to make the right corrections.
You know, Coach, thinking of what you said, it was a negative to play last Wednesday night, but the positive, once it was over and the W's in the win column, you did have some time to get some dings taken care of, some guys that are maybe hobbling a little bit mid-season. So,
yeah, definitely. You know,
I would also say this too, Coach. We appreciate the coaches coming out here tonight. We appreciate the players coming out here tonight. We usually, guys, have Coach can tell you a full room, but a few of the supporters that usually show up out here tonight, we have some health situations with some of them and some family members that are not doing well. But we do appreciate everybody coming, and we do this every Wednesday night at 7, and Coach Grady could use all y'all support every Wednesday night, not to mention you get to eat some good South Georgia barbecue. So, Coach, let's go back. Let's talk about Lakeside Evans. I'm going to be honest with you. I was shocked to see them beat Evans last Friday night.
Oh, yeah. That's a big game between Lakeside and Evans. You know, that's their city championship. So that's a big rivalry game between those two. And to see the score the way it, you know, folded out and everything. And we watched Evans on tape before on Lakeside as well. But Lakeside's defense really showed up in the fourth quarter. You know, they stopped Evans on four downs at the end of the game to win the game. And, you know, that was huge. They both played really hard in that game, and you could tell that it's a rivalry game because it was going back and forth. And their kids, you know, got a motor. They don't stop. And, you know, they're going to make the trip down here. They're 1-0 in our region, and they have a region win. You know, they came off a big win. So they're going to be geared up and ready to play this game.
This is the Brunswick County Coaches Show with Garrett Grade on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, what can we expect from them on the offensive and defensive sides of the ball?
You know, I think offensively what they like to do is they like to run the football. They get in a lot of wing T formations, tight end wing sets. And they want to run the football, you know, 81% of the time. You know, they do throw it occasionally, but they're going to have to go up against our defensive line and our linebacking core. And same looks from, you know, Camden and everything. They run a lot of buck sweep, trap, and try and get the edge on you a little bit. And then defensively, they run multiple fronts. They want to be an odd front, but they...
Yeah, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty. We'll carry on.
But they try to be a 3-4, and then they get some stacked looks, but they just try to bring a little bit of pressure every now and then. And then we've just got to play well offensively and read our keys on that.
Yeah, Coach, I don't know what's going on speaker-wise, but we're going to carry on. So as far as offense, you're saying they run some kind of veer?
No, more wing tee, more bug sweep, more trap. Yeah. They do run a little bit of belly option, but, yes, not veer, just wing tee.
Well, from a fan standpoint, if they're running the same thing as Camden, I'm feeling pretty good going into Friday night.
I mean, we just got to read our keys, you know, defensively, read guards, make sure that we don't get caught looking at the quarterback or eyes on the backfield. We got to make sure we know where the tight ends are at and identify them. They will get some unbalanced sets, and make sure that we're just reading the right keys and playing physical in the trenches.
Do they have a player on offense or defense that me as a fan needs to keep an eye on Friday night?
I mean, I think they got a defensive end that has a motor, and he plays very well. I think he's number 56 or 52, but he gets after, you You know, he plays really hard through the whistle every play. And definitely, you know, they just want to run the football. You know, the running backs are talented. And, you know, we just got to make sure that we wrap up and, you know, be physical with these guys.
So they got a good defensive end. I think Mr. Butler, the way he talked a while ago, should better handle that.
Yeah, he's going to be put to the test, and we'll see if he passes on Monday.
I'm guessing we just rotate Mr. Butler and Mr. McDonald out taking care of that defensive end.
They'll get a shot Friday night, so we'll see if they'll be up for the task. And, you know, hopefully they will be, and hopefully, you know, they get some good rest tonight, tomorrow night, and make sure they do their assignments. And if not, I'm sure Coach Richardson will let Caleb Butler know. And if Will does it, then, you know, his coach, you know, Coach Belker will let him know as well. So.
Yeah, I saw that big, nice article about.
Yeah, it was a great article that the Brunswick News and DJ Davis did with Coach Belker. He's new to our staff and new to this area. And, you know, we're happy to have an offense coordinator like him with, you know, his knowledge and what he brings to our offense and to our team. He's got a lot of great experience from a few different places with a lot of success. And I think that's, you know, the biggest thing with Coach Belker is the relationships that he has with our guys and developing, you know, not only them, you know, mentally for football, but he helps those guys, you know, get to know each other and just develops a friendship with those guys, that a bond that a coach and a player should have. It all starts with trust, and I think he's done that very well with these guys, and it goes a long way.
And where did he come from?
Came from Lee County.
So he's going to have a tough time when we're playing them in the semifinals.
Well, we'll talk about that when we get there. So we got to take one game at a time, and Lee's been very successful and everything. And he was there when they made the run at the state championship game, and he did an amazing job for Coach Fabrizio, and have the utmost respect for Coach Fabrizio and his program at Lee County. You know, they've had a lot of success there, and wish them the best.
Guys, once again, thanks everybody for coming. Thanks for joining us here on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Max Barbecue at 7 p.m. I'm Chris Zachary signing off.